Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report right now. We're going to bring in Pete Hupp from Best Damn Guide Service. Pete, does your business really pick up when it comes to Memorial Day weekend and through the rest of the summer?
I'm booked all weekend. I've got a couple days I have double trips. I don't typically like to do that, but if you're on the water, you might as well stay out there another 5 hours. So, yeah, I got quite a few trips upcoming this weekend, and the bite has been pretty good.
So this last week, Pete, obviously midweek, we just got, it wasn't torrential downpours. It was like a steady, slow burn of like 2 inches of rain. How did that impact fishing at all this week?
Well, it definitely cooled the water down. This cold front and cold weather we've been having, the water was up almost 74, I saw, as of last Wednesday. And this Wednesday, last night, we had our walleye Wednesday. It was down to 52, so it was 20 degrees difference, and it kind of shut the fish down a bit. I had two shorts and lost two other fish that just, I don't know if the water clarity is not quite what it was with all that rain and wind we've had, but I did lose a couple fish. I didn't see them, but there was four fish brought in. Tanner Lipto and Eli Wellhouse did get first place again. They had two legal fish. They had an 18.5 and a 19.5 incher. So it was a good turnout, but yeah, it was rainy, and now it looks like the weather's going to straighten out here for the weekend.
All right, tell us about, again, Walleye Wednesday. Again, if people want to be involved, how does it work?
You can show up prior to 5:30, 5 o'clock, somewhere in there, and you can sign up for a weekly event. It's a 12-week season, and you compile your best 6 weeks to see who's going to be for Team of the Year. It's pretty good turnout, and there's usually a meal afterwards. It's a nice little event each week.
And have you heard anything across the state of Wisconsin? How's fishing been going?
Madison Chain, the bluegills are staging. They're ready to, or when the temps get right, they're going to pull up on them beds and start spawning. Typically, when that water is 70 or better, but right now they're just out in the lake from there, and I filmed a show with Larry Smith this week, and we caught a bunch of really nice bluegills. We kept a handful, and then we tried for some smallmouth bass, and we got some really nice smallmouth bass, and they rip around at this time of the year, and if you find them, you definitely catch more than one.
Awesome stuff. If people want to inquire about a trip with Best Damn Guide Service, how do they get in touch with you?
You can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hupp or Best Damn Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate all you do, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks.
Let's move to the Madison Chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, Memorial Day, traditionally, has that been a pretty busy weekend on the lakes for in the bodies of water across Dane County for fishing?
Absolutely, and I guess not just for fishing. I feel like Memorial Day kind of kicks off the pleasure boater season. With the cooler temps that are forecasted, I don't think the pleasure boaters are going to be out as much in force, but it's definitely kind of the kickoff of summer. A lot of folks, getting their boats out this weekend, and, I do want to encourage folks to just have a little patience at the boat launches this weekend. There's probably going to be a lot of folks out, and rightfully so. It looks like it's going to be pretty nice.
I know it's been a pretty wet, it was pretty wet midweek all across the state of Wisconsin. Just what have you been hearing? What have the fish biting been like?
Well, yeah, I mean, we had some pretty gross weather this last week. If it wasn't raining, it was windy. It was cooler, and so there weren't a lot of folks getting out, but there are fish up on beds. So smallmouth bass are definitely on beds around the Madison Chain. Crappies are either on beds or just about to be. And bluegills are starting to stage in areas, kind of waiting for the crappies to finish up, and then they'll move in, and then we'll have a full-on bluegill spawn here in Madison. It's always a lot of fish up shallow, so I would also want to encourage folks, if you're going to target fish on beds, I'd encourage you not to keep them. Let's let them just kind of finish up their spawn and so we can keep a good fishery going like we have here in town.
You're going to be able to get out fishing at all this weekend?
No. Nope. It's just one of those weekends where, if I do get away from the shop, I definitely don't want to be too far away, because you just never know with how crazy things can get, and it can be busy, but I don't think it'll be as busy with, you know, a little cooler temps as far as like the pleasure boaters and stuff like that go.
Can you tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle?
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Troy and Northport Drives. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park Boat Launch and a quick jog off the interstate for people coming into town. We do a weekly fishing report every week. We publish that every Friday morning on our social media. So that's at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And we also have a good old-fashioned phone line you can call in. 608-BIG-FISH is the number there to listen to me tell you what's going on around town.
Pat, I appreciate all you do, and have a good Memorial Day weekend. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, Wade. You too. Enjoy the weekend.
Let's turn our attention to fishtails in Fox Lake and check in with the resident experts in the Fox Lake area. Dave, is that a good title for you? Will you take that?
Well, if you want to give it to me, I'll take it. Yeah.
So I guess with the rain we've had this week, how was the fishing this past week before we look ahead to Memorial Day weekend?
Well, it was tough the last few days. I mean, just not because of the rain, but it was so windy. So there wasn't a lot of guys out fishing. When I talked to you last Thursday, the fishing was really good, and it continued all the way through till Monday when we hit that weather. But, yeah, I mean, the fish are biting out there now. They're getting crappies and bluegills shallow still. The bass are on their beds. I was out Monday for a little bit and caught a lot of pike, a lot of bass, a couple walleyes, just casting. So, you know, the fish are getting active. Water temps are right where they should be, and I think we'll have a really good weekend. The weather looks promising, and we should be pretty busy.
It is. So you think that the non-fishing traffic will still be pretty busy, considering we're not going to see, you know, 80-degree temperatures and such? Still going to be busy with the fishermen and the leisure boaters out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, we still have some boats available if anybody's interested. We're also a liquor store and other things, too. So, you know, we have a lot of customers come in and buy tackle, buy liquor, whatever. And they stop in to get gas for their boats and various other things. So it isn't all just fishermen, but I think it'll be busy with both sets of people this weekend. I mean, the temperatures look really promising, and the main thing is it's not supposed to be windy. So should be a really good weekend.
Tell us about Fishtails. You gave us a big info there, but tell us the hours that you're going to be open this weekend.
We're going to be open 6 to 6, Monday through Saturday. This weekend we're going to still be open at 6, but we'll be open Memorial Day, of course, from 6 to 6. So, yeah, the only day that we're open till 5 is on Sundays.
All right, Dave, I appreciate all you do at Fishtails, and we'll see you in downtown Fox Lake. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
This is the ESPN Outdoors Report, and we're going to bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, a lot of rain this week. Were you able to venture through the rain and the wind to get any fishing in as we head into the holiday weekend?
Well, Wade, that's the best part of being retired. When the weather's crappy, you don't go fishing. I was out pretty much every day except for the last 2 days, but yeah, the wind and the rain have really put a damper on it, and it's kind of bad too because the fish were still really biting really good, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday we got the rain and stuff, but like today it's 2 foot whitecaps out there again today. It just seems like this spring, this wind just doesn't go away.
So did you fish just Fox Lake this week, or did you get on any other bodies of water?
I was pretty much just on Fox Lake. The bass and the walleyes and the crappies was a really good bite. I actually caught a lot of bass crappie fishing on little mini mites this week too, which is kind of odd that the bass are right in there with the crappies. But it was a pretty good week.
Why is that odd that the bass are with the crappies?
Well, a lot of times this time of year, the bass are on the beds And I don't know if spawning, and I don't know if that if the bass got done early and they were looking for food, but a lot of times you don't really don't get a lot of bass when the crappies are bedding up. You know, a lot of those crappies are too big for the bass to eat. So, you know, I don't know why they were, but, you know, it just seems kind of weird how a bass is hitting a, you know, half-inch little mini mite, half-inch lure, and they think it's food. It's just, you wonder how many little minnows bass and walleyes are eating.
So coming up this weekend, obviously Memorial Day weekend, you anticipate it, not extremely hot temperatures, wind's supposed to die down. Do you expect it to be a big weekend for fishermen?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody I talk to, they're, you know, going up north for the weekend or, you know, going to stay local. But I think the fishing should be pretty good. I imagine the lakes will be pretty busy. But, you know, because of the weather, you might not get a lot of water skiers and tubers. And hopefully it'd just be fishermen out there.
How do you navigate if you are on a lake or a river somewhere where there is a lot of, let's see, recreational boaters out there? As a fisherman, how do you navigate that to still have success?
Well, the best thing I can tell you is get up at the crack of dawn and get off the water by 10 o'clock or go out at like 5 o'clock and fish till dark and sometimes after dark. Usually holiday weekends, I know, like Big Green, Fox Lake, I mean, it just gets so pounded with recreational boaters and skiers and jet skiers. I mean, to be honest, it's not even any fun to be out there fishing. So you got to get up early or fish late. I mean, that's always the best thing.
Do the fish just hide or where do the fish go when there's all that activity on the top of the water?
You know, I don't know. My experience is a lot of times that really doesn't bother them much. I mean, they're so used to boats going by that, you know, a lot of times it doesn't really matter much. But what does matter is like when you get a big wake boat or something coming through and it turns up all the bottom and you know, turns the water dirty and muddy. I mean, a lot of times that'll affect fish. But for the most part, you know, these fish have lived in it their whole lives. It doesn't really bother them that much.
Tell us about Raw Bass Customs. If people want some great lures to fill their boat with bass.
Right now we're selling as many lures as we can locally. I paint 70 plus different kinds of baits, any color combination you can imagine. They're available locally here at Fishtails and Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee.
And if somebody wants to book a bass guided trip, how do they do that?
You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467. Big Green and Fox Lake bass fishing, and I supply everything but food and drink.
Rick, have yourself a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll chat with you next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.